In Florida, Republican Governor Charlie Crist has a big political decision to make. He could stay in the Republican primary for a U.S. Senate seat or drop out and run in the general election as an independent. Just 6 months ago, the governor seemed a shoo-in for his party's Senate nomination. Then a former State House speaker began to catch fire with conservatives. Now polls show that candidate, Marco Rubio, leading Charlie Crist by more than 20 points. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen has this report on where Crist could go from here.
Politically speaking, Florida Governor Charlie Crist hasn't had a lot of good weeks lately, but last week was an exception.
I veto Senate Bill 6 because this bill is contrary to my firmly held principle to act in the best interest of the people of Florida.
It was a controversial education bill that made it easier for administrators to fire teachers and which linked their pay with test scores. Although supported by some conservatives, including the popular former governor Jeb Bush, it was wildly unpopular with teachers and their allies, including in many cases parents and students. With his veto, people across the state hailed Crist as a hero. Some Democrats talked about changing their party affiliation so they could vote for him in the Republican primary. But Crist denied that by vetoing the bill, he was trying to appeal to voters.
Has nothing to do with politics at all. Has everything to do with the children of Florida.
Besides killing the bill, Crist's veto did something else. It suggested to many that in turning his back on party leaders, he was sending a signal that he was preparing to bow out of the Republican primary to run for the Senate as an independent with no party affiliation. It's a question on which just about everyone in Florida who follows politics has an opinion, including visitors like former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney. He was in Tampa yesterday campaigning for Crist's opponent, Marco Rubio. Romney called on Crist to either stay in the Republican primary or get out of the race.
And I hope he stays in the Republican Party, or if he decides that that he doesn't think he can win that, that he steps aside and gets behind Marco Rubio to make sure we can keep our message strong in Washington.
For weeks, Crist and his allies denied he was considering an independent run, but the speculation only continued to grow. Fueling the intrigue, a poll released last week by Quinnipiac University. It showed that in a three-way race against Rubio and the likely Democratic candidate, Congressman Kendrick Meek, an independent Crist narrowly emerges as the winner. Democratic political strategist Steve Shale says in running as an independent, Crist would face some formidable challenges. Perhaps the biggest would be fundraising. Shale believes to win the Senate seat in Florida, candidates will need at least $25 million.
Crist currently has about $10 million cash on hand he can use for the general election. If he makes the switch, the hardest challenge he's going to have is that a lot of the institutional Republican donors who have helped him to this point probably are going to go away.
Crist has always been a prodigious fundraiser, but questions about a possible independent candidacy have left many big donors uneasy. After his veto of the education bill last week, some longtime allies, such as former Senator Connie Mack, pulled their endorsements. Yesterday, Florida's former state Republican chairman, Al Cardenas, issued his own appeal to Crist to either stay in the GOP primary or drop out of the race. He says the party has done a lot to help Crist over the years and now stands to lose a lot if he runs as an independent. Democrats, Cardenas notes, have been gaining in Florida and now have built more than a 700,000 voter registration edge over Republicans.
We need to rebuild our party, and if a governor who's so well known and liked by many decides to run as an independent, it would have serious long-term negative effects on our party.
The drama surrounding Crist promises to build for at least another week. He has until April 30th to decide whether he'll run in the Republican primary or opt out as an independent. In interviews yesterday, Crist said he would take his time to make the decision and, quote, be very, very thoughtful and deliberate. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.